Well, coming up on Saturday, it's the 34th annual Apple Harvest Day in and around downtown Dover. And this is a major, major event. We're going to talk a little bit about this in the first part of our program with members from the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce, Katie McKinnon, the president, Morgan Faustino, the community events manager, and Gene Tremblay, the vice chair from the board of directors representing Federal Savings Bank and also the chair of the Apple Harvest Day committee. I want to start with Katie. Good to have you with us, and thanks for being here today. I do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Mike, for having us.
So Apple Harvest Day, 34 years, it's an amazing event. I remember when the first one started years ago, well, 34 years ago, it wasn't quite as big. And now today, when you look at Apple Harvest Day, this is the premier fall event around this area. There's nothing bigger. It's
absolutely
amazing.
It's a true regional event at this point in time. It started out as more of a community festival to get Dover residents just out and enjoying each other's company and partaking in the downtown community. But now we have folks coming in from all parts of the state, even outside the whole New England region. We even have some vendors that come in and travel all the way from Canada, northern parts of Maine, New Jersey, New York. So it's truly having a wide reach, which is great for our whole business community here in Dover.
Yeah, how cool is that, that this has become kind of like a destination weekend for the city of Dover?
Yes.
People coming in because they know the reputation of Apple Harvest Day, mm-hmm. and they know that this is a very, very high-class, cool event, family-friendly, and really great entertainment, great exhibits for the kids, kid zones, great vendors, great food. I mean, just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yes, and it takes that whole downtown footprint. So when you are in downtown Dover, we've closed off of Central Ave, 8 blocks of it. We even have vendors going into the side streets, 2nd Street, 3rd Street. We have an auto alley that we'll have on 1st Street.
Like a spider web of events.
It's incredible. Yes, all of Henry Law has taken over, and the whole thing kicks off, too, with our 5K, which is celebrating its 10th year, which is just another great part of our program, and we'll expect anywhere of 1,000 runners to come out and help us kick off the festival with that 5K.
It's amazing. That race starts on River Street at 8:30. I wanted to ask you, for people who don't know what the real missions of Chambers of Commerce are, this seems to be a goldmine event. This is something which takes a lot of planning, takes a year's worth of planning at least. But obviously, I mean, the business community has to be just silly impressed and just sky high with this event, because not only do they participate, but, you know, they get the, some nice little windfall of revenues, people coming into their shops and stores and restaurants and things like that.
Yes.
What's the real mission of a Chamber of Commerce, though, when it comes to downtown areas?
Sure. So our mission at the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce is quite simple. It's making great things happen for businesses, residents, and visitors in and around Dover. So as long as we're doing that work with Apple Harvest Day and all the great community events that we produce throughout the year, we are certainly serving our membership and business community. It's hard to really put facts and figures behind what happens at Apple Harvest Day, but most of what we have is anecdotal data from the business community, especially those in the downtown area that benefit from Apple Harvest Day. And it's something they look forward to. They are active with us in preparations. They'll clean up their storefronts, help us make sure that we're putting our best foot forward for those coming into Dover, perhaps for the first time and really experiencing our great city. And I also want to say the city of Dover does a tremendous job. We're a chamber of commerce. We're independent from the city as our own nonprofit. But really, it takes a coordinated effort with the folks at the city, all the way from the city council, with the PD, fire department, community services. I mean, I know community services are out right now cleaning up downtown just to make sure that all the leaves are picked up and things look beautiful on Saturday.
It's a showcase for the city based on this event, and we want the people who are coming in for the first time to know that this is a great place to come and visit and play and have fun and enjoy the businesses that are here. No doubt about it. Morgan Faustino's with us. He's the community events manager of the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you've been with it for a few years now. I mean, you've seen it grown in just the short amount of time that you've been here. It's amazing. The events, the stage, the entertainment, kids zone, vendors. The vendors have increased, I don't know, triple fold maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy to see this year how the vendors have filled up, and we're actually full. We're at capacity, and we've even expanded into another street, 2nd Street. We'll feature some vendors this year.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, when it comes to, people are always looking for family-friendly events. It doesn't get more family-friendly than Apple Harvest Day, really.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody. We have 5 stages of entertainment. We have our kids zone in Lower Henry Law Park, which has our roaming train, pony rides. We have inflatables down there. So there's if there's something for everybody, for sure.
Yeah, and I want to bring in Gene as well, Gene Tremblay, the vice chair from the board of directors, but also the chair of the Apple Harvest Day Committee. I mean, there's a lot of people that put this thing together. And, of course, you need community partners. You need sponsors. You need businesses. And you need people to sort of help be a part of this. This is a big deal for this festival. I mean, you got so many people on board with this, more so than I've ever seen before, I think.
Oh, absolutely. We, our committee has about 14 or 15 members on it. And the volunteers that we have hundreds of volunteers that work the day of and
yeah.
even up to the day of. It's just fascinating to get to see all the people that get involved with this thing. It's just incredible.
What amazes you most about putting this festival together and then seeing it all come together on this Saturday?
Because it's been together for so long, it kind of works itself. It's just everybody just seems to know what they have to do, and it, from start to finish, just I don't know. As chair of the committee, I don't see my role as doing a whole lot. Just having conversations with people, and most part, it just fixes itself. It's just amazing how easy it is to put this together.
So the festival.
I'm saying it's easy, but the folks at the chamber, staff at the chamber, probably would think a little bit different than that.
But you've seen it work now. It's like a self-made machine now.
Oh sure, yeah. We have everybody seems to know their roles, so it works out. Just it almost seems like magic.
Yeah. How valuable, Katie, is this to the chamber itself to put this type of festival together? I mean, I know you've got some big events. You've got the Cochico Arts Festival, which goes through the summer. But this is your big event. This is the chamber's really big event to showcase the city of Dover.
Absolutely. I mean, Gene and his committee and Morgan and the staff back at the chamber, we're planning for Apple Harvest Day year round. So it certainly takes up a lot of our capacity, but it's so important to the mission of the chamber and making sure that Dover is really being put on the map through this beautiful festival that we do every year.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, what it does to the economy of Dover itself? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot as far as numbers go,
yeah.
but obviously it puts a great little windfall of revenue to not just the downtown businesses, but people who may sort of like, travel throughout the city and maybe do something outside of the downtown area as well. And maybe, stay at a hotel, up at the Weeks Crossing, or maybe not just downtown Dover. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So it trickles out of downtown. People then go, wow, Dover is this really great place to come visit. And so it's not just Portsmouth. It's not just the North Country. It's Dover is becoming a destination. And Apple Harvest Day, certainly in the 34 years we've been putting it on, is enabled Dover to become a destination city.
Yeah. How many tens of thousands of people do you actually expect for Apple Harvest Day? Because I don't know who counts it. I always wonder about these, these estimations, Morgan. I mean, we're talking about, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000. I don't know. What are we talking about?
60,000. Yeah, it can be difficult, but that's the estimate.
But have you really kind of estimated that about 60,000 people come into Dover for that day to celebrate Apple Harvest Day and to be a part of it?
If the weather's good, and that's what it's looking for,
yeah,
that's what it's looking like this weekend.
I mean, we're going to have a great fall day Saturday. It looks no rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
Temperatures, nice and cool and comfortable in the 60s and sunshine. You
yeah.
can't ask for a better picture than that.
Absolutely. The reason, we certainly lean on our friends at the Dover Police Department to give us that 60,000 estimate or whatever it may be, because Apple Harvest Day is free. We don't charge a ticket sale to get into it. You can access all of the festival. That also makes it a very family-friendly event, too.
Yeah. How do you get all the entertainment? I mean, do you have bands knocking down your doors to be a part of this because of the visibility of tens of thousands of people?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of interest. And we actually work with a couple of other people who help manage the music for that day. So it doesn't all fall on me. I do some of it. But there's definitely a lot of interest that I get in my at the chamber. And we try to spread the love and get everybody involved.
So Apple Harvest Day finishes Saturday. When do you start planning the next one?
The next day.
Seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. We do give the staff and everybody, the rest of the weekend. It is Columbus Day weekend, so we'll also have that bonus Monday off, which is really great. But no, I know that the committee has an event on Wednesday to do a debrief at the chamber. So really, we kind of digest how that festival went and makes plans for the following year.